U.S. congressional elections are less than 2 weeks away. A small number of races will decide if the Democratic Party keeps control of the U.S. Senate or if Republicans will have a majority. Republicans control the House of Representatives now. Political experts do not expect that will change next year. If Republicans also take control of the Senate, experts say President Obama will have a very difficult time reaching his goals in his last 2 years in office. One of the closest Senate races is in the southern state of North Carolina. Democrat Kay Hagan is in a fight to keep her seat. Republican Tom Tillis is her opponent. VOA recently went to North Carolina to examine the race. Among those supporting Senator Hagan is Melissa Reed. She works for the group Planned Parenthood, which supports a woman's right to end her pregnancy, a process called abortion.
This is probably the most important Senate race in the country. The control of the Senate is really going to come down to 3 seats, and North Carolina is at the very top.
Ms. Reed opposes Republican efforts to limit abortion.
Women think that their policies are out of touch and that they are stuck in the past.
Anti-abortion activists are supporting Mr. Tillis. Tammy Fitzgerald is one of those activists. She says if many social conservatives vote, Mr. Tillis could defeat Senator Hagan.
A majority of people in the state are pro-life, about 55%, and especially among the conservative voters in the state, that's a larger number, about 70%.
The Senate race in North Carolina is one of only a small number of races around the country that will decide which political party will control the U.S. Senate for the next 2 years. If Republicans can take control from the Democrats, it will have a big effect on President Obama's last 2 years in office. Mr. Tillis has been working hard to link Senator Hagan to President Obama and his low public opinion survey ratings.
I'm determined to make it clear that people know that Senator Hagan has voted with President Obama 96% of the time.
Senator Hagan is like many Democrats around the country. She wants people to make their decisions about her based on her record, not Mr. Obama's record.
Because he wants to make this election about the president. The president is not on the ballot. This race is about who's going to represent North Carolina in the U.S. Senate.
John Davis is an expert on North Carolina politics. He says the president may not be on the ballot, but he is having an effect on the race because of his low approval ratings.
And right now his numbers are lousy. His job approval is in the low 40s overall. It's in the mid-30s on foreign policy. So this is a great time to, if you're a Republican, to tie your opponent to the president. Lousy numbers, it matters a lot in a midterm election year.
Sean Haw is a candidate for the Senate seat now held by Ms. Hagan. He is a member of the Libertarian Party. He could have an effect on the close race. He works as a pizza delivery driver. He meets with his supporters when he is not bringing pizzas to people's homes.
I personally wanted to walk into the voting booth in November and be able to vote for something other than more war and more debt.
Mitch Kokai works at the John Locke Foundation, which supports free markets. He says the race is important for Republicans.
Most people think that if they're going to do it, North Carolina is probably one that they're going to have to win because Hagan would be one of the easier targets.
The campaign is becoming more active in its final days. Both political parties know the race is very important, not just in North Carolina, but nationally. I'm Mario Ritter. Words in this story. Majority, noun, the group or party that is the greater part of a large group. Abortion, noun, a medical procedure used to end a pregnancy and cause the death of the fetus. Activists, noun, persons who use or support strong actions, such as public protests, to help make changes in politics or society. Record, noun, an official written document that gives proof of something or tells about past events. Ballot, noun, a piece of paper used to vote in an election. Lousy, adjective, bad or poor. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.